Hi there, and welcome to the Purple Glove Organics podcast. I'm your host, Drew, creator of the website and business of the same name. Thank you so much for stopping by. Today, a look back at a life, actually many lives, the lives of my mom and dad, my sister, and myself. I recently took a trip back to South Carolina as my mom was moving out of her house, selling her house, and moving to Texas to live closer to my sister. And my sister and I decided to list her house, and with the hope that it would sell, and that we would basically be inspired to go through all of our stuff and get it ready for being on the market and selling. What we were not expecting was how quickly the house would sell and how quickly we would have to get back to South Carolina to go through all of our stuff. I've been telling my mom for years that I would come back and go through all of my toys and things that she had saved over the years, and my sister the same way. And it all came in a whirling ball of fury to get it done. As our house closes, actually, as I'm speaking, tomorrow, September the 15th, 2016. So I flew out last Thursday, got in late at night, flew out from California to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, where my mom's house is, and spent the better part of the next 3 days going through pictures and books and closets and boxes, gathering things that meant something to me and to my mom and to my sister. And it was good. It was emotionally and physically draining. And I didn't even do the bulk of the very hard physical work. Luckily, we were able to sell the house as is. So whatever we didn't get to, we knew that we could just leave with the house. So that was definitely comforting to know that that was the case. And my sister was instrumental in making sure that happened. Thank you, sis. But what I wanted to share with you today was something about waste. As you can probably imagine, there was a lot of waste in that house and a lot of accumulation of stuff that really over the years didn't have to happen. And I see it playing out in my own life with my own child and my own wife. And I really want to put a stop to it. Even coming back to California after experiencing all of the waste, all of the plastic that was probably made in China or maybe at the time was made in the United States, ending up on our carport strewn about and having to go through it and go, yeah, I'll keep that. No, I won't keep that. Yes, I want that. It just really has been an epiphany to me that the stuff really doesn't matter so much as the people that you are enjoying the stuff with, the time that you have to do things with your family. That is the real measure of good times and a good life. My sister was a lot better than me at not keeping things, and she pulled out a letter from her, I think it was her fourth or fifth grade elementary teacher, and it was just a typed up note to my sister saying how much he enjoyed having her in her class, and she kept that piece of paper. And it just really drove home the point to me to really focus in on the small things, the things that are recyclable, like a piece of paper, and do that for my son. Write a note to my son instead of bringing home a piece of plastic that was made in China that's not recyclable. Bring home a letter with a picture drawn on it. And do the same for my wife. Something that they can hold on to that's easy to store. Even just take a picture of it so that it turns into a 0 and a 1, and they can always have that stored in a very small space, as in a computer or a flash drive or on a phone. So those were my thoughts on this past weekend and going through things, and I challenge you to really think about all the stuff that you're accumulating and how you can start downsizing that and starting to take more control over the demand for this plastic, these toys, these things that we try to accumulate in this life that really, at the end of the day, don't have a ton of meaning. That was it. That's all I wanted to share. Thank you so much for listening. And as always, please live intentionally and think intentionally. Until next time.